Out in the dark, unfathomable depths of space, it is difficult to survive without making some pretty dastardly compromises of one's moral character. But in the 25th century, there was a man of somewhat genuine character trying to make a semi-honest living. His journals have been preserved since that time, and we are blessed that a few of those that survived were left running during his adventures. But before we get to the recordings, we need to thank a few fellow smugglers and a few producers of The Smuggler's Log. Thanks go to Abel Kirby for his value-for-value contributions totaling 15,353 sats. If you have any friends that may like sci-fi or perhaps family members, please let them know about The Smuggler's Log so that we can hopefully have a season 2. And remember, if you include a note with your Bitcoin transaction telling us your name or your avatar's name, we'll mention you at the beginning of the next episode we produce for the podcast. That goes for boosts as well. We also accept subscriptions at subscribestar.com/thesmugglerslog. Each time you share this podcast and each value-for-value contribution preserves our past for a better future. Now let's listen to The Smuggler's Log. When last we listened to The Smuggler's Log, the Rekusan was captured by the Shrashta Canadian destroyer SCS King Trudeau III, which had docked with the King Trudeau II outpost in the Glargnak sector. With hardwired communications with the outpost, there is no way to prevent King Trudeau III actual from retrieving the Rekusan's license and registration. And to make matters worse, our favorite smuggler's engineer appears to have been caught out as a Hispanic on a Shrashta Canadian military vessel. How could they possibly escape from this inevitable fate? Now let's listen to The Smuggler's Log. It doesn't matter. Let's get moving. Alvarez, can you get the sensors? Hey, Captain. I shouldn't have the slightest problem disabling the sensors.
Hot!
Sorry, A.
Bigora, I think they may have feared us out.
I knew something was off about you. This is an illegal stereotype imitating device. You could receive 6 months in the Reichstag Gefängnis for this kind of paraphernalia. What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
If I may.
You may not speak native or your First Nation status will not protect you.
Sorry about that. Someone...
I warned you not to mock my accent. Next time, the stun effect won't wear off for a week. Defend yourself for possession of this device, native.
I'm very sorry for the confusion, officer. There was an error in my universal translation retainer.
Nice try, Hispanic. Attention, crew. If any of these three does not arrive at the brig, you will manually install the next boost boot. Without a spacesuit. I will fetch the commandant. Now go!
Now, I expect one blaster aimed at the captain of the Rekusan is plenty. The whole squad is a bit excessive. Why?
Sorry, it wouldn't do any good to wreck the droid now, would it? Please move towards the brig.
If we get out of this, remind me to raise the retainer budget.
It's all right. I can make do with a few of PR's leftover parts.
What? No, I mean the lawyer retainer budget. I don't think a lawyer will get us out of this one.
Please stand still as we empty your pockets and remove your weaponry. Please enter the cell. Sorry about the trouble, eh?
Again, the trouble's all mine.
The Commandant has ordered me to handle this situation. I may get a promotion today. As the network on the ship is unreliable for now, the Commandant has printed the charges. Narone Avarez, please step forward.
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, I would like to leave now.
Ha! I really don't see any need to read your charges, given your most important charge is that of being a genetic aberration. As for you, Varen Dantic, let's see what we have for you. 21 counts of smuggling food to embargoed planets, eh?
Those people were starving.
14 counts of smuggling endangered species, eh? Wait, you smuggled a Denalvian Upchakanarian? Well, that explains the smell in that horribly mistreated wreck of a racing vessel, eh?
I really must protest.
Every one of those was for a good cause, other than my bank account.
10 counts of trafficking in stolen artifacts, eh?
Hey, I purchased those artifacts from a legally licensed archaeologist. How was I supposed to know his license was expired?
And 5 counts of trafficking Hispanics. No, 6 counts as of today.
What can I say? I like working with good people.
Varen Dantic, how do you plead against these charges, eh?
I'm just an innocent entrepreneur engaging in a legitimate shipping business. Well, except that last one. I have no problem admitting to saving good people from Noxican scum like you.
You, sir, are lucky that there is a security field between us, hoser. Given your admission of guilt to the most heinous of crimes charged, we can dispense with the formalities of a trial and guilty verdict, eh? Squad, eh? Present arms, eh? Ready, aim, eh? Do not fire on the remote unit. Rig station, prepare to lower the security field, eh?
By order of the UNSA, hold your fire.
What is the meaning of this, eh?
Why in this universe would the United Nations Space Authority care about Varen Dantic? I hardly believe they even know who he is. No offense.
None taken.
Varen Dantic is on orders to support a VIP retrieval mission in Hispanic-controlled territory. Hence the need for a First Nations person with a Hispanic accent and a smuggler...
Shipping entrepreneur.
A smuggler with a penchant for trafficking in Hispanics. We need someone who can give our group a believable cover story as we infiltrate enemy territory.
I don't know about this. The UNSA alliance with the Swasha Canadian Forces is only an alliance of convenience. This seems too one-sided. How does this benefit Swasha Canada?
Keep this on the down low. The VIP is the King of Denalvia, and he will be very willing to consider joining a trade partnership with Swasha Canada when he finds out that you were instrumental in his extraction. Imagine the promotion you would get when that news gets out on the galactic net.
All right. Brig Station, release the prisoners and return their weapons and devices. Yes, including the retainer. He'll be needing that for the mission ahead, no doubt.
Skilla, I... Thank
you. Oh, whoa, Alvarez. The thanks I'll take, but the hug is a bit much. Now let's get out of here, Flyboy, before this intellectually stunted officer changes her mind.
Oh, Mr. Dantic, I believe this rabbit's foot is yours.
Oof!
I don't care what you have going for you besides those rugged good looks and the backing of the UNSA. If you say the word Nazi can in my earshot ever again, I'll lose this nightstick in your pie hole, eh?
Sorry. I mean, my apologies. I'll avoid speaking to you in the future. I mean, speaking those words to you in the future. Thank you for your leniency. Let's get out of here.
We should move to the impound bay very quickly. We only have a few minutes left.
PR? What's going on? What have you done?
My reef scanner says there is a general evacuation order.
Why would they evacuate a Natican destroyer? And do I hear music?
It's not for the ship. It is for the outpost. And, well, we still haven't convinced PR to stop playing suspenseful music when we are all about to die.
P4TR10T, what did you do?
I convinced the destroyer AI to hack the outpost power generation AI and cause a feedback loop in the antimatter containment algorithm.
You what?
Look, I have seen firsthand what these swastika Canadians do to the people and races they dislike. I was used for liberating Hispanics long before you became my owner, Varen. Any action that slows them down is worth the effort.
PR, I'm not disagreeing with the sabotage. I'm upset that you didn't give us some notice. Let's get moving. No point in giving any pretenses at this point. Run!
Dearmach, Tenegrad, disembark now.
But Captain,
you are not on board.
We cannot leave without you.
I'll be leaving with the Ray Cousin and Captain Dantic's crew. The usual rendezvous. If you don't hear from me in a day or two, the cinders of civility will be yours. If that happens, be good to her. She's been good to me. Now go!
Aye, Captain.
You hear that, PR? She called me Captain. Are they shooting at us?
Will our fleeing four succeed in their flight of fear from a fundamental finale? Will the chaos in the corridor close with a cacophony of combustibles? Will the boys bank on unbridling their barge from its berth, beat its boot, and boost from this bad band of jackboots? Will the saviors of the cinders of civility safely secede from this sector? Will a blaster barrage break out from the bullies of bigotry as their boots bustle to bear themselves beyond the boom? Will the inspection crew commanding officer receive the expected exaltation and election for elevation as was extemporaneously enjoined? Well, probably not on that last one. Find out next week on The Smuggler's Log.
Production and story by Christopher Meacham. Voice acting by Donna Wood and Christopher Meacham. Guest starring Terry Meacham. Artwork by Natalie Natty K. Petruca. Audio editing by Christopher Meacham. Our entrepreneurial sponsors include Abel Kirby. Sound effects provided by Planet Earth Productions, Triune Films, Pacific Digital Video at pacdv.com/sounds, and multiple participants at freesound.org, including E.C. Fike. Modifications were made to some of the sounds provided by freesound.org. The Smuggler's Log is an audio drama produced in association with Planet Earth Productions.
The Smuggler's Log.com.